Tired of wasting money on noble causes? Spoil your dog with Dolce & Gabbana's new Fefe, a perfume for dogs. Because nothing says opulence like an overpriced cologne for your pup, who'd probably prefer to roll in squirrel poop or mud. Why donate to science and try and make a difference in the world when you can drench your dog in Fefe? Make every sniff a reminder of your pretentious choices. Fefe by Dolce & Gabbana. Because your dog's dignity is worth every penny.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with
that. Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
What is that?
Like you don't know.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Huh? What?
Wake up! Don't want to sleep through your big day.
This happens every day.
It happens every day.
My word, what a gorgeous way to wake up.
Good morning, dinguses.
Some days don't you want to just wake up and say,
all right, ladies, buckle up, buckle up.
It's time. Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? You ask, you ponder.
Yeah, I heard them all ask that.
Yeah, you query, and we shall answer that age old question by saying this: you enable the skill.
Yeah.
You big dummy.
Yeah, you just dinguses.
You just enable the skill. It's so easy. You just say Alexa. Enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy.
She sounds particularly eager this morning to help.
She is, yeah.
You know?
You can also, you can listen to our podcast, which is a repack of all the live show segments, and we do that, after the live show, of course.
Yeah.
We repack it into a full-length podcast. It's full-length and anatomically correct, by the way.
Wow.
And you can find that on the Alexa device. You just, you say something. Hey, wait a minute. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. You say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You have to add the VA in there.
Yep.
And you can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places where you get your podcast.
Or in that drawer where you keep all the junk.
Yeah, the junk drawer.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll find it in there.
It's there.
You can even go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and there's a link to it on there as well. All right. Coming up, we've got a jam-packed day already.
Yeah, we do.
And guests showing up for segments early.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes
way early.
2 days early.
Yeah, 2 days early.
That's okay. We like people to be excited about being here.
Absolutely. We don't have Megan Huffman today. It's going to be Anna. Is going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, and along with Ash Gorman from Big Brothers Big Sisters. And in addition to that, I was telling you about Kieran Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
Who is not a flamingo.
No, he's not. Not a pink bird.
No. How do you pronounce
he's
that?
He's a flamenco style guitarist.
Flamenco. All right.
Flamenco. Flamenco.
I'm going to so screw this up.
You already have.
Talking to him. Yeah.
You already have.
A flamenco. Did I get it right?
Flamenco, yeah. It's that, you know, that style where they strum a nylon string guitar real fast and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
It'll be super great.
Yeah. Well, he is going to be at Three Roads today, kicking off the U.S. Version of his tour. He's going to be starting it here in Lynchburg.
And he's Australian by birth, correct?
Yeah, he's Australian.
Yeah.
He just flew in from Europe. And boy, are his arms tired.
His arms tired, yeah.
And then he's flying into Nashville this morning.
Music City.
Which begged the question, Kieran, are you going to the right Lynchburg?
Yeah, because the other one's a lot closer to Nashville.
It is. And I saw his itinerary, and I went. I maybe I'm missing something here, but are you going to the right Lynchburg? And he said yes. Thanks for the question and double checking. I have to go to Nashville to get my U.S. gear.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's coming from a European tour, and he didn't bring. You know,
he doesn't charter a jet for all his equipment
stuff.
You know, he's modest about it.
So he's got gear in Nashville and merch and stuff that he needs to pick up, and then he's hightailing it here to Lynchburg.
Yeah,
and will join us at Three Roads tonight from 6 to 9.
Great.
And this, I'm sweating it a little bit.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, no, because I feel like He's really, really like a world-class guitarist. We have had incredible musicians.
Oh, absolutely.
At Three Roads.
Three Roads.
We have had tremendous musicians at Three Roads. And today's not going to be any exception. But I'm sweating it a little bit because I want this guy to have a great turnout.
Yeah, he'll be here.
He'll be here. But I want the people to be here, too. And enjoy some fantastic music. It's part of our Blues Day Tuesday series. But he doesn't just do blues. He is just a phenomenal guitarist.
So will he be inside then?
Yes, because it's going to be 90 degrees today.
Yeah, and the weather might be a little iffy.
Yeah.
Later on it's cloudy.
So I don't want to. You know, subject this guy to 90 degree temperatures.
Yeah.
So he's going to be inside the tap room, so you can join us at Three Roads tonight, 6 to 9. It is a free show.
That'll be amazing. I will be there.
Yeah, it's a free show. It's our Blues Day Tuesday series, and then Kieran's going to join us on the program a little bit later on today during the 10 o'clock hour live.
Great.
And then you'll be able to listen to him again in the podcast and watch on Facebook Live.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful.
Absolutely. Also coming up on the program, of course, we've got your 5 random facts. We've got your stupid criminals. In Dot News, and...
What else?
And, well, everybody loves a bargain, right?
Sure.
For about 3.5 hours. There's a new survey out on everyday expenses, and there's something called Bargain Buzz that we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And then, our top list.
Oh, man, we have so much.
Top other things that last only 216 minutes.
Hmm.
It's all on the way.
That opens all kinds of possibilities,
it really
doesn't
does.
It?
It sure does.
Okay.
This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Sentra Health.
This is a care team at Sentra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Sentra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Hey, 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 Carl here, and it's that time of year again when you need school supplies. And what easier way to buy them than at school in the middle of the night?
Carl, I don't think we're supposed to be in here.
Okay, knock it off. If you're looking for big savings, we've got row after row of used discount school supplies.
You're just opening up lockers and putting price tags on stuff.
Hey, shut up! We got pens, pencils, love letters, half-eaten lunches, and even some guy's letter jacket. Everything you need to get back to school.
I can't wait for your big back-to-prison sale.
That's cute. Hey, chowderheads, I'm working here. Do I go down to the adult movie place and bother you guys while you're mopping? So come on down to Carl's back-to-school midnight blowout sale. Use our convenient back door entrance.
Also known as the broken window in the gym.
Gotta hate you guys.
It's the Mike Show. Everybody loves a bargain, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
I do.
Now, and some things, on occasion, some things that you purchase off of those bargain sites might not necessarily be,
a bargain?
The best quality. In the long run, in the scheme of things, when you're buying off of those sites, I don't know. I don't want to disparage anybody, but the
hello.
Hi, yeah, that. So you buy off these sites, and you get this thing, and it just doesn't last. Mm-hmm. So really, you got a bargain, but
did you really?
You're gonna have to replace it. Well, anyway,
right.
So there's a new survey out on everyday expenses, and it found that many people get an actual buzz when they score a good deal.
Yeah, it releases endorphins and stuff.
Yeah, well, you got to do it for at least 6 seconds.
That's what I hear.
That's the kiss. Uh-huh. And then if you hug for at least 20 seconds, then you also get that feeling. But then you just add 10 more seconds.
But you should make sure it's someone you know.
Completely done. Yeah, exactly. It has to be somebody that
you... Don't go hugging people.
No, right. not just everybody. Anyway... Tab actually, she is a great bargain hunter, and uh-huh. and she gets, I think she actually gets a high from shopping.
Well, she got you, so that's a bargain.
I am quite the bargain.
You are.
Anyway, so the average post-purchase glow.
Yeah.
or bargain buzz.
Yeah.
Lasts 216 minutes.
That's all?
Yeah. Or 3 hours, 36 minutes, since no one likes doing math. Anyway, 1 in 3 people feel the buzz longer than that, especially if the bargain is on happy hour drinks.
I'll be here every night, folks.
Why didn't it play? There we go. Anyway, 60% of people believe they can find a deal on anything, and I believe that Tab most definitely can find a deal on anything. 54% say they're the best bargain hunter they know, and people aren't shy talking about it either. 59% of people like to brag about getting a great price. They brag to their partner, their friend, extended family, all
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
So what counts as a good deal? Well, on average, it's saving at least 36%.
36%?
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That's a high number.
Yeah, saving at least 36%. So with that, that brings us to our top list. So according to this study, the high of discovering a good bargain lasts only a few hours. it's not alone on the list of stuff that doesn't last as long as you think it would.
Yeah.
As you'll see in today's list, our top list today.
Let's have it.
Top other things that last only 216 minutes. All right, here we go. Number one, the Golden Bachelor's marriage. Your teenager's interest in anything other than TikTok. Top other things that last only 216 minutes. Aaron Rodgers' 2023 career as a Jet. Yeah. Top other things that last only 216 minutes. Any article of clothing you bought off Temu.
I said Temu.
Hello.
Hi. Top other things that last only 216 minutes. A McDonald's ice cream machine that actually works. A dog toy with a squeaky thing in the middle. Top other things that only last 216 minutes. Kylie Jenner's lips. And top other things that last only 216 minutes. The excitement of seeing your kid come home from summer sleepaway camp. There you go. There you go. It's the
good list.
Yeah, the top list today. The Mike Show coming up. We've got news and we've got not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by something that will last and last and last. They go forever. It's CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. This is not headline news. Aerosmith has retired from touring after announcing Steven Tyler's vocal injury is not recoverable. In Tyler's honor, scarves tied to mic stands will be lowered to half-mast. Tom Cruise will appear in the Olympics closing ceremony. He chose to participate in it because it's not his daughter's life. Dolce & Gabbana has launched a new perfume for dogs. It's called Eau de Turd. RFK Jr. admitted he dumped a dead bear cub in Central Park. No word on where he plans to dump his dead presidential campaign. And kids in school are learning a new version of the alphabet song. What's the old one? Asked a man in West Virginia. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show. Hi there.
Hey.
So darn happy you could join us today on the program. All right. This gentleman, a man in Iowa, would like to show you his very girthy eggplant.
Would he?
Yes, he would.
Okay.
Dave Bennett of Iowa just broke the record for the world's largest eggplant. Now we're not talking about a euphemism. Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a
real eggplant.
Yeah, there.
There
look
it
at
is.
That.
Look at that.
Look
thing.
At that. It looks like a pumpkin.
It's huge.
Yeah. You can check that out if you're listening. You can check it out on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. So, this is some serious girth. By the way, it weighed in at over 8.3 pounds, 28 inches in circumference.
Nice.
The previous record belonged to a British guy.
Hello!
Yeah, there he is. 7.2 pound eggplant. So Dave's is much bigger. He needed both hands to hold it up. He hasn't gotten a plaque from Guinness yet, but they told him it's official. He says he's been growing eggplants in his yard for about 5 years. He lives right next door to a nuclear power plant. And the weird part is...
They glow in the dark.
He loves growing them, but he's never eaten one. He says he's recently ordered his first eggplant dish at a restaurant, but had to leave to go catch a concert before his food arrived. So he's never eaten it.
That's weird.
Yeah. What else is in the news? Because that's like real news or something. I don't know. How many? You know a lot of people.
I do.
Yeah.
How many? A lot.
Yeah, I mean a lot. Okay. And we told you yesterday about this new AI companion. It's a necklace that you wear.
Yeah.
And it doesn't talk to you yet. But it texts you.
My necklace would text me.
Your necklace would text you, and it would like weigh in on things. Like if you're eating food, it would text you. It would text you something like, "Hey, that looks really good."
Well, but that's why I got married, so that people could weigh in on so that Terry could weigh in.
So does Terry text you though? While you're sitting there across from her.
No.
Yeah, so anyway, so this AI companion necklace would keep you company if you don't actually have friends. But a new study found that's not really the case for most people. Something called the American Friendship Project.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's... is that DC or Marvel? Anyway.
Yeah.
They looked at how many friends the average American has in 2024, and they compared it to 50 years ago. And even though we're all overworked and constantly online now, not that much has changed in the world of friendship.
Is that right?
Yeah, according to this, the average American has 4 to 5 people they consider to be true friends. And that's pretty much in line with every year since 1970.
And that's a hard thing to define, obviously. But
yeah,
I mean, if you ask me who my true friends are, I could come up with a few like that. It wouldn't be 20, probably.
Yeah.
But it'd be more than 3.
Yeah. Well, would it be more than 4?
Yeah, I think.
More than 5?
True friends. Yeah. But I'm... very social.
Well, you
as are you.
We're very sociable people.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, I would consider. I probably also have maybe 4 or 5, like, true friends.
People that you know you can always count on a pinch and that you particularly enjoy being around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I know a lot of people that you know, I just know because we're always out there. We're always out there doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't necessarily consider them a true friend.
True friends.
They're a friend.
Yeah, yeah,
but
sure.
But not, you know, they're not like you.
There's levels.
Yeah, there are. There's layers.
I think of you and me as true friends.
I agree.
You're in that small number.
I agree. One thing we do wish we had more of is additional... well, there's that.
Additional what? I'm sorry.
Additional time with those friends.
Yeah.
Most people said they're good with the number of friends they have, but 42% aren't as close with their friends as they would like to be. They just don't have the time to do things. You know, like we were talking about going up to Pittsburgh to catch a Pirates game.
Yeah.
And I would love to do that. I'd love to go and catch a Penguins game as well.
Oh man.
A hockey game.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
We, you know, don't seem to have the time. Anyway, what else? We'll save this. We'll do your 5 random facts that's coming up. I have to do this story. I'm sorry.
All right, well, let's go.
According to this, according to science, it really does hurt to think.
How would we know?
But not exactly in the way you would expect.
Okay.
A study... the study's senior author put it like this. In general, people really dislike mental effort. The harder people have to think, the more unpleasant they find the experience. So
they
thinking
watch.
Hurts.
So they watch CNN or Fox News instead.
Or they listen to this show.
Yeah.
So thinking hurts because it's so uncomfortable. The good news is that we're all in the same boat. The negative feelings associated with mental effort affect people throughout the world, across work experience, education level, and various types of tasks. That said, the study was based on self-reporting from participants and only during the tasks. So there's no physical hurt other than an unpleasant feeling. And then there's often a reward. Putting in the work now leads to growth, achievement, and sweet satisfaction of conquering whatever you were working on.
Don't think so hard. It's going to hurt your brain.
Okay. All right. Coming up, we are going to get even more smarter.
As we do.
Yeah, with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. I don't think we want to know. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Usain Bolt's world record in the 100-meter sprint has stood for 15 years, which is longer than anyone has held the record in history. Number two, around 40% of people have never had a nosebleed. Number three, there are 112 world capitals with larger populations than Washington, D.C. Number four, the first pass Brett Favre, I know it's Brett Favre, the first pass Brett Favre ever completed in the NFL was to himself.
Huh?
Oh, the pass was tipped by a defensive lineman, and Brett caught it. He lost 7 yards in the process. And then number five, PhD stands for Doctor of Philosophy. Well, then it should be DPH, then, shouldn't it? See how smart you are? Anyway, and those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we got your audio vault. We'll get to that. We also have Anna from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. She's bringing Ash Gorman, and we're going to talk about their organizations. That is all coming up this edition of The Mike Show.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Ah, yes, sponsor time. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
and advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. And that brings us Megan Huffman. No, Megan's not here.
Megan's not here.
Yeah, she's not here. But Anna's here,
yes,
from the Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And this is going to be your last appearance.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's bittersweet.
We're so sad. But yeah. But you've done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
How has your internship been?
It's been amazing. I think Lucy and I have really learned a lot about nonprofits and the world and all the things that come with it. So it's been really insightful.
That's fantastic. So you're going back to school. What ultimately do you want to do?
So I think I want to be a cardiovascular physician's assistant. I know that's a mouthful, but I'm studying health sciences with a pre-physician's assistant minor to hopefully get me there.
That is fantastic. Well, congratulations with that.
And we look
forward to hearing of your success.
Thank you.
Many, many successes in the future. Today, you guys bring us a guest. Today's no exception. Who do you got?
We have Ash Gorman from Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Hello, Ash.
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
This is pre-mustache Ash.
It is pre-mustache Ash, but
I'm used to seeing all configurations of facial hair on this guy, and he's pretty much clean-shaven today.
Well, you just wait, and the fall is coming, and mustache season is right around the corner.
All right.
He's resting his facial features for the big push.
Resting mustache face.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ash, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Tell us what's going on with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
We're saving the world.
Okay.
Like we've been doing since 1972 in this community. But for real, though, you know, for those who don't know, we're a mentoring organization, and we're in the business of putting positive, caring adult role models in the lives of kids who are facing adversity, in hopes that the relationship we can help create between mentor and mentee puts that child on a better path toward success.
That's quite the noble cause.
It is. Thank you.
And it is extremely important for kids to have the right mentors and the right role models.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, you might remember being a kid, but that was quite some time ago. But for your listeners,
I have no recollection
whatsoever.
He was
never a kid.
Yeah.
He was born fully formed.
Yeah.
But seriously,
Bill was born a grumpy old man.
Fact.
Growing up is tough. And then when you throw in obstacles such as, a non-traditional home, single parent, or living with extended relatives and poverty and those kind of things.
And not having positive examples.
Right. Yeah, it makes growing up a whole lot tougher. So we try to fill that void and feel great about it.
And let's not go back to the dawn of time, but in history, typically how many kids do you serve in any year, month, period of time?
That's a tough question because, you know, you say not to the dawn of time, but I mean, things changed significantly after the pandemic.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic, we were serving over 200 kids annually.
Wow.
Post-pandemic, it's probably closer to about 115, 120. But
okay.
We are building those numbers back up, and every year since has seen an increase. So we're always out making partnerships, recruiting mentors, and you know, bringing kids in who definitely deserve the service.
Absolutely. Do you need volunteers? Do you need bigs?
Always need okay. bigs. The greatest day of my profession will be the day that we have a waiting list of volunteers and
wow.
we need kids.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That isn't the case today. We got probably about 30 kids on our waiting list. And
okay.
frankly, I expect a spike there once school is back in and
sure.
Guidance counselors start seeing, you know, where some deficiencies are and mm-hmm. and some kids in need. But again, we're out recruiting. Fall is a big time for us. We plan to make a lot of matches.
Okay. Boys or girls?
Both.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the need is typically greater for boys in our program.
Okay.
You know, as you would assume, most single parent homes are going to be mother led. And so we have a lot of mothers that come in with their boys talking about, I need a positive male influence in my child's life.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, we have just as many girls needing our service. And so, you know, if anybody's looking for a good volunteer experience, check us out.
Typically, how much time does it require?
That's a good question. And one I like to dance around because, you know, I mean, we do have certain guidelines. We tell volunteers right off the bat, you're committing 1 year of your life, and you're committing sure. to see the child roughly 8 to 10 hours a month.
Okay.
With that said, though, what we really want is to foster a relationship where the volunteer is not seeing it as a chore or an obligation,
sure.
and rather it's, you know, just becomes part of their life, and you know, they're not punching a time clock. They're just put themselves in the life of the child, and they're enjoying it and getting as much out of it as the child is.
And the people that I know that have done it often come away having at least as good an experience as the child may. You know, it's very enriching to
Indeed.
Be that person.
Indeed. And we don't talk about that side of it enough, frankly. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, our first priority is improving the life of the child in the program. But with that said, to your point, yes, I think the experience can be equally as powerful and impactful to our volunteers.
Absolutely. I recall we interviewed a young gentleman who now has a family. He was mentored through Big Brothers Big Sisters a long, long time ago. It was the only positive male role model in his life. And to this day, he calls that person dad.
That person yeah. you're speaking of is Destin Tanner,
yep.
and he was on my board of directors for a while. Great guy.
He's
yes.
incredible.
And he loves our program very much and recognizes what it's done for him.
Well, and it took some time, but he didn't even realize that his big would ride the bus from work on his lunch break and go and just have lunch with him at school.
That's dedication.
And he'd ride the bus back to work. He didn't even realize how much this person was putting into it and how much this person was sacrificing to be part of his life till much, much later.
Yeah. Incredible story.
It's a fantastic story.
Excuse me.
I know. It chokes you up. It chokes me up to think about it.
Yes, it is an incredible story, and it's not the only one that we have like that.
Absolutely.
Obviously,
yeah.
we've got a lot of stories from folks in the community who can tell of similar experience. And
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whenever we find those people in the community, we try to capture that and get that out because that's the best testimony we can have.
Absolutely. Do you have any upcoming events?
We do, man. We got a bunch. You know, this second part of the year is really heavy for us in a fundraising sense. We have our big little poker run up at Smith Mountain Lake coming up at the end of this month. That is August the 24th. And then CASA and Big Brothers Big Sisters jointly host a golf tournament every year, and that's coming up on September the 18th. And then our newest event, which we did the first of last year, The Feud. Okay. Hopefully you heard about it.
We have.
It's an amazing event, but that's coming up in November. So it's a heavy time for us, raising money to keep our programs going. I hope that all your listeners will consider getting involved with one of our events.
Absolutely. You can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You can just type in Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Virginia, or just type in Big, and you'll literally find it. It's probably the only one that starts with Big. You can learn so much. You can learn about their volunteer opportunities, and there's a click through to all your social media and your website as well. So we encourage you to check it out, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Virginia. And if you have the time and are willing to make the commitment and are looking to be a positive role model in the life of a child, reach out to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Man, yes. That was great. Thanks for
thank you.
A little commercial there.
Thanks, Ash.
Yeah. So what is going on at Cher?
So this week, this Saturday, we will be at the One Community, One Voice event at the University of Lynchburg.
Okay.
We'll have a table set up there so you can learn more about Cher. I think we have a little game, some prizes maybe.
Nice.
And then we have a lunch and learn coming up that will be at Roads to Recovery. You can sign up online or through the newsletter.
Okay. You can learn more again by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org. It's part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Bill can attest to this program because it was founded under his tenure.
Yeah. Yeah, and thanks to Megan Huffman for making it fly as well as she has.
Well, 180 nonprofit organizations are on the Share platform. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization, you can become you can become 181 just very easily by signing up. And the information is right there at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. It is free. And it's a one-stop shop. It's a platform that folks can learn about nonprofits in our area. They can volunteer. They can attend events. And they can also shop for those organizations right on the Share platform. It's just fantastic. You can learn a lot about our area's nonprofit organizations right there. So thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Did we cover everything?
I think so.
Are you sure?
I appreciate y'all having me in.
Can we go home now?
Yeah, sure. You can. I can.
All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you may like it. All right. Well, the next time you see Justin Timberlake in New York, can you offer him a ride?
Justin Timberlake can't drive in the state of New York. A judge suspended Timberlake's driver's license.
Can't drive, drive. I drank and drove that night now. Gonna have to ride my bike now. Judge took away my car for baby, oh no. Justin just can't drive.
Yeah, he just can't. All right, let's go to viral videos. Is this a legitimate gripe? Or are some people just way too into their own birthday? TikTok is debating this woman's issue.
The one thing that would make me cut a friend off, I don't care how close we are, if we're best friends, we've been locked in for 25 years, is if you order fajitas at my birthday dinner. You know that it's my birthday, and I'm the star of the show. And so for you to order a big, sizzling, fulfilling tray of fajitas, you know that when it comes out, everybody's going to say, oh, what did you get? Oh, what's going on? It's making all this noise. It's smoking everywhere. The waiter's got to have on mitts. What are you doing trying to order something so attention-grabbing at my birthday dinner?
I mean... So, are you a snooze button junkie? I think I am. And here's the thing. I set my alarm for when I probably should wake up, and then I have the alarm set maybe 20 minutes later, and then I have the alarm set if I decide to not get a shower, just throw on some clothes, and roll into the studio. Okay. Well, this nurse is explaining that if you hit the snooze button a lot, she's going viral for a video where she explains why it's not great for your mental health.
If you're somebody who sets multiple alarms, I have bad news for you. Waking to multiple alarms every morning really disrupts your REM cycle frequently. This actually causes sleep inertia, increased drowsiness, fatigue, mood swings, and it also raises your cortisol levels. Every time your alarm goes off, you're in that fight or flight response. So waking up like that multiple times in the morning is very stressful. So when that alarm goes off in the morning, don't keep traumatizing yourself. Get up.
Okay, so I finally figured out everything that's wrong with me is I wake up. If I just stayed in bed. Anyway. Okay, we'll save that for stupid criminals. Oh, wow, that's the police cited the driver of a Batmobile. Oh, man, we got to talk about that. Oh, okay. So yeah, we do have some Olympic highlights for one of the latest gold medals for Team USA. Let's hit the beach in Tahiti.
Tatiana Weston-Webb for Brazil and Caroline Marks for the USA surfing for gold. Pulls up and under. Caroline Marks gets an exit. USA takes the gold medal with Caroline Marks.
Gold medalist, Caroline Marks.
Nothing like it. I never quite felt this feeling before. I'm just so honored to represent my country and beyond my wildest dreams to accomplish this. So I'm just really grateful.
All right. There you go. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Pat McCann on going to the zoo.
That's expensive. You go to the zoo, it's like you got to pay to get in, pay to park. The food's not cheap. And then you go in there, and the tigers are sleeping. It's like, really? I'm 70 bucks deep. You want to get a manager over here and poke one of these things? Let's go. It's visiting hours. They had a lion there, and like, he's just pacing back and forth. My daughter picked up on it. Like, I don't think he's happy. What's he thinking? I was like, he's thinking about killing all of us. That's what he's thinking. Then she freaked out. I want to go home. I was like, you know what? So does he. He wants to go home, too. They didn't trick him when they painted the jungle on the back of his cell. Don't you love how they do that? They try and recreate the habitat with some painting. Like, that's fooling the animal. Like, oh, maybe I'm back in the Serengeti. There's my buddies over there. Just runs into a wall. Turns around, sees a bunch of fat people eating fried dough. I'm going to do that, you know? My wife, she's been talking about going to Hawaii. I'm just gonna paint some palm trees on our wall. Yeah, she'll come home from work. I'll be like, aloha. Here's your Mai Tai.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are gonna get more stupider. with your stupid criminals in the news. But then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Come to horizontal if you like.
There you go.
There we go.
It is the Mike Show. It's the today's the Tuesday edition. Blues Day Tuesday at Three Roads, and we have Kieran Daniel joining us. Man, you must be tired, dude. You flew in from where? You were flying in from Italy.
Okay, not to sound whatever, but 3 days ago I was playing with Tommy Emmanuel in Padova in northern Italy. Drove 7 hours. Overnight, actually, back down to Rome, jumped on a plane to DC, was there last night, then just flew into Nashville now, picked up the tour car, got all the equipment, nice. And we are ready to come straight to the first day.
Nice. So this is the first stop of your U.S. tour, and you're joining us at Three Roads in Lynchburg, Virginia.
That's it, and I'm keen for it. Sounds like a great crew of people there and excitement about it, so I'm really stoked that this is show number one.
Dude, we are really, really excited as well that you're going to be joining us. Now, let's talk a little bit about your music. Describe it. This isn't going to be a traditional Blues Day Tuesday event because your musical style is just so versatile. Tell us about it.
Musical style. It actually did have its foundation in blues. I mean, I grew up in Australia. In the blues scene, older, very traditional musicians in the blues scene. So that was actually my foundation. Okay. It's just expanded from there, especially in recent years, kind of with the adventurous side of my personal life, being keen to explore other cultures and how they influence the music of these other places. Italy in particular has been one of the biggest artistic influences recently. Not to get too detailed, but even in the way language and the role of the R influences the way music is articulated. So it's just this fascination with the world that I'm kind of injecting into my music, which is making it sound over time global, I would hope.
Okay. Where did it all begin for you? musically? Were your folks musically inclined? Did you come from a musical background?
No musical background. I think there is some in my blood. A few generations back, a famous Australian opera singer by the name of Dame Nellie Melba. But in my immediate family, no. I was kind of the black sheep, and was just intrigued. I remember the day that I fell in love with it, and it became an obsession. And I don't understand the psychology behind that, but there was a day when it just switched, and it's been an obsession ever since. And then, again, as I said, then it was injection into the blues scene in Australia. Then it was meeting Tommy Emmanuel and beginning to tour and just see all the possibilities and be more and more excited to explore them all. And I'm more excited than ever to explore them, actually. It just is an ever-expanding world of possibility.
Was it always guitar?
It was guitar right from the very start. And I think in my late teens and in my 20s, I thought that. I think I was excited by the idea of making music with a broader palette. And that's why I became a producer and a songwriter for many years, to explore other instruments and other genres, which satisfied me to an extent. But there's something authentic that's been there right from the start about me just with a guitar and nothing else, which Tommy himself reminded me 2 days ago. He's like, yeah, I was telling you that since I met you when you were 14. So the guitar has always been the core of it.
Okay. Who are some of your musical influences? You mentioned Tommy early on in your life and in your career. Who influenced you the most?
Early on, I mean, I guess some stereotypical influences like Stevie Ray Vaughan, Hendrix, Dire Straits and Mark Knopfler. I remember a lot of Americana in the car growing up, Nitty Gritty Dirt Brands, Neil Young, The Eagles, Creedence, Cat Stevens. That was all kind of the foundation when I was young. And it's expanded in many different directions since then, but that was the beginning at least. And then it was into all the blues artists and then, you know, the more historical, lesser known blues artists. And then it's just taken a million tangents from there.
If you could play with any artist, living or dead,
mm-hmm.
who would it be?
Oh, what a tough one.
And you can throw out multiples too, but like, who would be your ultimate?
I think it wouldn't be a guitarist. Weirdly, I've always been more intrigued by the sound and feeling of other instruments more than guitar. It might be a vocalist. I think having just flown in from Italy, I'm going to say right now, Andrea Bocelli. Just
wow.
For that, the powerful melody that you can't get in any other way than a voice like that.
Amazing. Well, very cool. Who's on your, I don't know if people are still using iPods, but who are you listening to right now?
Right now? Well, I'll probably put on Andrea Bocelli in the car. Listening to right now, this wasn't on my headphones, but it is the most recent two things I've listened to. I went to two operas in Rome. I went to Tosca and I went to Turandot. And so the music from those two operas has been the most impactful thing of recent weeks. I've been trying to figure out how to inject that romantic operatic power into guitar music, which is challenging to do, but that's been what's on my mind lately. In terms of in my headphones, what do I have on? I've been too immersed in work and setting up for the tour to be listening to music lately. I'm sorry.
No, and I get that. Kieran Daniel kicking off his U.S. tour right here in Lynchburg. It is a free show, by the way, because that's the way we do it at Three Roads Brewery. And it's going to be a great night. We're really looking forward to you coming out. You have to jet. And I apologize for a little bit of confusion at the beginning, because I'm wondering, okay, there are two Lynchburgs. One is in Tennessee. It's about an hour away from Nashville. I really hope this guy has the right Lynchburg, you know, location, because I was a little bit confused. But understandably, you have to get your gear and you have to get all your stuff. You didn't bring it from Italy.
Yep, it's been a big logistical set of hurdles, but yeah, I'm going to hit the road in a minute and see you later today.
All right, Kieran, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for playing Three Roads. We really appreciate it. We'd love to show you around town if you've got the time. There are a number of different stops, and we'd love to have you back at some point as well. And just, you know, be kind of a regular on the show. That would be great.
Man, I'd love that. I really appreciate you facilitating everything and having me on the show and just the great energy around the whole thing. So thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
Kieran, absolutely. We'll see you later. Safe travels. And we encourage everybody to stop on out. Join us tonight at Three Roads Brewery, downtown Lynchburg, 1300 Court Street. It's Blues Day Tuesday, starting at 6 p.m. Kieran Daniel, thank you so much for joining.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mike. I'll see you in a few hours.
All right. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got the good news, and we're going to get a little stupid. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. All right, it's hard to believe somebody would be angry if you got them two fast food meals on their birthday, but that's no excuse for violence. A 34-year-old woman in Florida named Dr. Esha Persad, was arrested on Saturday after she got into a food-related altercation with her husband. Dr. Persad is a dentist. According to the police report, Esha had brought her husband a Taco Bell and McDonald's meals for his birthday. He was upset for some reason. Maybe he wanted something fancier. They started arguing. She claims he threw the bag at her, so she responded by assaulting him with a tortilla from a soft taco. She hit him in the face. somehow... still there. It was still there when the officer showed up. It was just part of it. But the police report says, quote, "When I arrived, the burrito was still on the victim's face." The man was not seriously injured. Esha was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery. Good Lord. Let's see. I know we had one or two more stories in here. Where is it at? Oh, yeah, here we go. Antonio Rayo, a fugitive known as the Devil.
I said the Devil.
Yeah. Has been on the run for 20 years. He was wanted for a deadly shooting in Ohio. When authorities caught up with him, he was working as a police officer in Mexico. Here are two officers talking about finally finding him.
And as soon as I see him, I'm like, my God, there he is. A little bit grayer, a little bit older, but it was him.
We did not stop, and we kept looking for this violent fugitive, and we were able to catch him and bring him back.
Wow. And then there is this. Police cited the driver of a Chevy Camaro that was dressed up as the Batmobile in Portland. The vehicle was involved in some street racing that was promoted on social media. Here's sound from that. I'm sorry, that's not really sound from it. Yeah, anyway. Good news? Yes. We like to share good news during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Some police in Portland, Oregon, randomly found someone's pet tortoise walking down a path. His name is Bowser. He'd been missing for 2 days and somehow made it to the other side of a busy highway. Here's Sergeant Kevin Allen talking about the rescue.
He had escaped from 97 in Claiborne area, which is the other side of the freeway. So somehow this tortoise traversed an interstate freeway without injury over the course of his adventure.
Good Lord. All right, we did the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. And you can also visit Hill City Slide. That is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia, and it's coming to downtown Lynchburg, August 24th and 25th. Coming to Church Street. It's going to be right, it'll start right above where the YMCA is on Church Street and run all the way down to 12th Street to where the Armory is. You can reserve your time slot at hillcityslide.com. Purchase tickets, benefits the United Way of Central Virginia. It is the ultimate slip and slide. And then tonight, you can join us at Three Roads for Blues Day Tuesday. We've got Kieran Daniel is going to be joining us from 6 to 9 p.m. It is a free show. This guy is phenomenal. So check us out. Free show tonight. Blues Day Tuesday with Kieran Daniel from 6 to 9 at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow. Wait. I didn't play that. Oh, no. Okay. So we, take two. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?